Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Freestyling rhymes in real time.
Oh, that was the best part. He went on and on.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chew.
Anyway. It was great. I mean, that was the talk of the clubhouse even yesterday, too, when I was in there. Not Father's Day or anything about the crazy good win. It was all about Snoop Dogg.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
11 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning, former President Donald Trump, presumptive GOP nominee for president once again, visiting Racine, Wisconsin tomorrow.
I love this state. I love this group of people. I'm talking to you. So far, I've been 92% off teleprompter and 8% on teleprompter.
The former president's last visit there to Wisconsin earlier this spring in Waukesha. Did he say it? Didn't he say it? If he did say it, what did he mean? Get into that more in a moment, but first the deets on the visit here, E, from the Trump campaign. Festival Park in Racine, Tuesday afternoon. He will deliver his speech at 3 p.m. This is a ticketed event as they are. The tickets are free. They've not said how many are available, but you can register for up to two per mobile device. So if you're on your phone and you go to the Trump campaign website and you want tickets, you can get two per phone. Doors open at 11 a.m. Is this an outdoor thing, Festival Park? Didn't say. And they say doors open. That can mean anything.
I would assume no, right. But don't know.
So either way, it'll be hot if it is outside and if you're going to be standing in line as well, something to consider. So did the former president say Milwaukee is a horrible city? Did you come to an answer to that conclusion last week when this all broke?
Well,
where did we leave things?
We discussed the multiple answers that were given after the fact. Yeah. Yeah,
so here's what he told Fox 6 News last week. This is the president, former president.
I think it was very clear what I meant. I said we're very concerned with crime. I love Milwaukee. I have great friends in Milwaukee. But it's, as you know, the crime numbers are terrible and we have to be very careful. But I was referring to also the election.
So here's the update. In a weekend post on his social media platform, Truth Social, the former president now saying this. The Democrats are making up stories that I said Milwaukee is a horrible city. This is false, a complete lie. He goes on to talk about other lies that have been told about him. He says, I picked Milwaukee. I know it well. It should therefore lead to my winning Wisconsin. But the Dems come out with this fake story just like all of the others. It never ends. Who would say such a thing with that important state in the balance? Vote for Trump, Wisconsin. I will not let you down. So I don't know, which is it? Did he say it, but I meant this, or did he not say it at all?
Oh, totally done this. This is all intentionally done. He's going to talk about it tomorrow.
What's he going to say?
Oh,
I didn't say it. I love Milwaukee.
He'll bring it up. And right. I mean, this is keeping that story alive so he can churn up his base.
Did you hear what they said I said?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
So we'll see what his story is when he's back in Wisconsin tomorrow, 7:14.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
You could call it the Blake Perkins game.
Way to go, Perk. Way to go, Perk. Earn mine. You got to earn mine, Perk. You got to earn mine. You getting mine back. You getting my respect.
And the pitch. Lined in the center and caught. Perkins. India can't hit it any better than that. He hit a bullet to center. Perkins made the charge, the slide, and caught it.
All right, so that was the eighth inning. Saves a run. Brewers clinging to a 5-4 lead when we get into the ninth, man on base.
Trevor McGill swinging a pop-up. Shallow center, base hit. The throw coming home. It is going to be in time. The out on the throw, 8-2, ends the game.
When Perkins throws a strike, they win the game. Skipper Pat Murphy.
A throw from center field on a soft hit ball is very tough because you have to, the ball doesn't give you any rhythm or energy going through it because it kind of dies, right? You got to create your energy, which takes a second. And to make a strike over the mound, blah, 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 in that clutch situation, that's a big time play.
Yes. So that's why he gets the game. Blake Perkins wins that game 5-4 the final. The Brewers now take 2 out of 3 from the Reds. They head to the West Coast. They go to Cali now to see Snoop in person, maybe. Who knows? Maybe he'll go to the game.
Big fan now, I guess, right? And that cat was all over everywhere.
Yeah, it was amazing. Right? It was amazing. So, yeah, late game tonight, 8:38, pregame here on WTMJ, first pitch after 9. Brewers and Angels.
Snoop took pictures with everybody, too, in the organization. I think he took pictures with the dog.
It was
What's that dog's name again? Hank, the ballpark pup.
I didn't realize Hank was still around.
Only one major left in golf. The Open Championship still to come.
Another epic up and down at Pinehurst for a U.S. Open Championship. Bryson DeChambeau now has 2.
NBC Sports on the call. DeChambeau wins his second major, his second U.S. Open title.
I don't know what to think. It fully hasn't sunk in yet, but I just want everybody to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, DeChambeau outlasted Northern Irons Rory McIlroy, won by a stroke. Golf's final major coming up in mid-July, the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland.
Give him a single, he does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N, double O, no, no.
1, 2, 3 into the 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
That's right. It's Monday. It's Wisconsin's morning news. It's 7:21. That means we take a look at the week ahead. What's going to be in your timeline, your news feed, on your Facebooks, on the web pages, on the radio, TVs, or newspapers? Am I missing anything?
Those are all the sources.
All right. Well, so get ready for
what's your neighbor going to be talking about this week?
at the copy machine. yeah, we're going to have heat here the next few days, so get ready for that steaminess. You'll be told everything you need to about how to stay cool, hydrate yourself, take breaks in and outside, check on your neighbors. All of that should take place this week. NPF's going to meet today to find a new interim superintendent. Don't know if that's actually going to be announced today, but they're working on that as they then begin the search for a legitimate full-time superintendent.
Yeah, some folks were confused by this because there is someone running the district right now.
Yes.
This is one of these deputy superintendents.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only going to be a temporary situation. They'll name an interim first, and then they'll launch their intergalactic search later for the long-term.
Sources tell me Tommy Thompson's throwing his head in. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. There's nothing to suggest he's going to be the interim superintendent. Today marks 30 years since O.J. Simpson was arrested, so I'm sure you'll see on the networks a little bit of O.J. talk again today. The Celtics look to win the NBA Finals tonight. They're up 3-1 over the Mavericks. This would be their blank championship.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Their blank championship? 7th.
18th.
They're good at basketball.
Tomorrow, former President Donald Trump comes to Wisconsin. He'll be in Racine at Racine Festival Park tomorrow afternoon. Vladimir Putin heads to North Korea tomorrow. He's going to meet with Kim Jong-un. We don't know how he's getting there yet, if he's flying in or if he's training.
Of course he's flying, right? No, it's Kim Jong-un who takes the train.
He's got a network of rail. You'd think maybe Putin would take advantage.
Takes that slow green train right up into Russia. No, he's got to be flying.
I don't know. Departing Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will testify Tuesday before a Senate panel. This after a whistleblower claimed that the aircraft maker was putting out defective airplanes. We've had issues with these planes. A couple of fatal crashes. We had that one where the door plug blew out and the door opened up. It's been other issues as well. So Boeing's been under fire. So you can imagine that I'm sure he'll hear from it. Those senators are going to be all over that one trying to monologue in front of him.
Yeah, and worse for him, he already quit.
Right.
It's not like you're fighting in there to save your job or save, like, they're going to have Adam.
Mr. Calhoun, can you define a Dutch roll, please? The Florida Panthers look to win their Stanley Cup tomorrow night. Game 5 is Tuesday. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it would be really neat if the Panthers win, because the GM of the Panthers, Bill Zito, is a Milwaukee guy. And he said last year when they were in the finals.
Right, remember you talked to him.
Yeah, he said he talked to ESPN Milwaukee, and I got to talk to him on the phone. He said that he's bringing the cup here. If he wins, he's bringing the cup here. So root for the Panthers, because maybe then we'll see the Stanley Cup in Milwaukee. Wednesday is Juneteenth Day, a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Financial markets, post offices, others will be closed. We also have a big parade in Milwaukee. Also Wednesday, Joe Gal returns. Yes, the former UW lacrosse chancellor who was fired for posting porn of himself and his wife on the internet, on some of the porn sites. They have a two-day hearing, which seems like a lot to me. I don't know why it needs to be two days.
There was a lot of porn.
They really want to keep this in the news as long as possible. So let's make it a two-day event.
I'm all for it. It serves our program well.
So I have some bad news, though.
Yeah, I asked if it was going to be, like, can we listen in on this?
Does not appear that this two-day hearing will be streamed.
Why not? Oh, it's personnel issues. Yeah. Okay, so they'll hide behind that.
He's already been removed as chancellor, but this is about being on the tenured faculty, whether there's cause to remove him entirely. So he's still getting
a paycheck. He still works at lacrosse.
Yeah. So anyway, Gao returns on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, Top Chef episode. The final Top Chef episode.
Okay.
Wednesday
not Chef Dan. Chef Dan is not associated.
Yeah, let's get our music ready.
Right. Which music for Chef Dan?
So Chef Dan Jacobs of Milwaukee, he's one of two chef testants in their final episode of Top Chef, which was based around Wisconsin and Milwaukee this season. So that'll be exciting.
Folks texted in this morning. They said there are three finalists.
Three. Thursday is the official start of summer. Of course, Summerfest. The funeral for Marquette Chancellor Michael Lovell will take place on Thursday as well. And then at the movies, got another one coming.
Set, action.
Lord have mercy.
After you have a huge box office win with Inside Out 2, is to do another exorcism movie.
Everything's cursed.
Yes. Anyway,
what is happening?
So here's the
mysterious
thing. Russell Crowe's in this. It's not based on The Exorcist, nor is it based on the Pope's Exorcist, which Russell Crowe is in. This is just another exorcism movie.
Just a movie about exorcism.
It's actually a movie about a movie making a movie about exorcism, and then it turns haunted in the movie studio.
It is not.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Odd timing on that one, too. Don't you wait for Halloween for that one?
Right. But this is the best movie they got coming out this weekend. After we just had a successful weekend, we finally had a return of Barbie-like numbers with the Inside Out thing.
How did this music come back? Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio has had it with trade discussions about Willy Adames. He is our guest coming up at 7:45.
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin, but what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
And there could be a local Wisconsin winner. The finale of Top Chef Wisconsin is this week, and the champion could be from Milwaukee. Chef Dan Jacobs of Milwaukee's Dan Dan is still in it. He's made it all the way to the final episode. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller tells Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News, we might see him back on our TV screens again, even after Wednesday.
Of a season that's lacked some personality, I think he's been kind of the most flavorful person of the season. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe if they ask and he says yes, if he were to come back for a Top Chef All-Star season, though, so if he wins this season, I don't think he would have to.
All right, so the final episode is Wednesday night. Of course, it's on Bravo, and we shall see if he is the final chef testant.
Don't they often bring back other folks who've been on the show to be judges and things like that? You got to think he has a future there doing things here and there.
So absolutely.
He's done
really
well.
It's been great for Milwaukee. It's been great for the state.
7:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News, our news sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ. Uh-huh. 7:41 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah, the Midwest under a heat dome. It'll bring scorching temperatures, not just here.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
Every time. Across the Midwest, folks are going to be dealing with this. ABC's Andrew Dimbert on just how dangerous this can get. And some spots that are not used to seeing temperatures this warm this early.
More than 260 million Americans will experience temperatures above 90 this week. Parts of the Northeast will see temperatures in the mid and upper 90s. Extreme heat is the most dangerous form of extreme weather, causing an estimated 1,200 deaths in the U.S. each year. And now there's concern that number will only grow as northern cities unaccustomed to such extremes face this heat so early in the season.
You know, not that bad for us. You know, the problem with the heat wave is when you don't get a break, right? You go day two,
relentless.
Day three, right? And your body just doesn't get a chance. But we've got 95 for the high today, another hot one tomorrow of 92. And then we cool off for a couple of days. High of 82 on Wednesday, 80 the high near the lake on Thursday, a little bit warmer inland, but then back up to 90 on Friday. Yeah. So we at least get that Wednesday, Thursday where it'll come down a little bit.
But here we go. Summer's underway.
I know,
and
right?
Hey, it's
launching.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, Summerfest already Thursday.
Summerfest kicks off right? And it's hot.
Looks perfect for the start of Summerfest. We've got Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio coming up next. We got to ask him about meeting Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
He was hanging there with Snoop.
Yeah, like they're buddies now. Probably hanging out now.
You think does he have his number? Snoop, let me get them digits.
There's no way.
Just in case I need you. 743, we'll talk to Dom next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
Brewers win big series against the Reds at American Family Field, 5-4. They're now heading west. Big West Coast trips takes place starting tonight. It's Brewers and Angels. Our pregame coverage starts at 8:38 right here on WTMJ. First pitch at midnight. No, first pitch after 9 right here on WTMJ.
As far as we're concerned. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Give him a single, he does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N, double O, no, no.
Newest member of the Dog Pound is Brewers Extra Innings host, Dom Catronio. What up, Dom?
Dude, that was awesome. That's one of those days, like, you know, so I texted my girlfriend, like, hey, Snoop Dogg's on the first pitch, and oh, by the way, he's coming up to the booth. And what? Like, it was just very casual. And it's just one of those days where it's like, yeah, like, that really happened. You know, like, I shook Snoop Dogg's hand. I took a photo with Snoop Dogg. Like, holy cow. And what an amazing dude, man. Like, I know you guys were smiling watching it. That was awesome.
How did that happen? Did you know that that was going to take place?
So I had a feeling, you know, obviously with the relationship with the Brewers and Pottawatomie and opening the new venue and him and all that stuff. So we knew he was going to be in the ballpark. We knew he was going to throw the first pitch, and I didn't know he was going to stay for two innings. Like, the original plan was for a half inning, and boom, he stays for two innings. And I'll tell you what about Snoop Dogg, man. He did every photo. He signed everything. He had a smile on his face. His whole entourage was great. Like, I cannot say enough nice things about Snoop Dogg, because that dude understood the assignment. He was amazing.
Sanchez on the 1-2.
Mixing freestyling rhymes in real time.
Oh, that was the best part. He went on and on.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Cheerio.
Anyway.
It was great. I mean, that was the talk of the clubhouse even yesterday, too, when I was in there. Not Father's Day or anything about the crazy good win. It was all about Snoop Dogg. It was just an awesome, what a fun little break from reality that was on Saturday.
Talk about a break. You lost your mind on Brewers Extra Innings as folks continue to question what we're about a month out from the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. You got Willy Adames, who's an expensive player, coming up on the, you know, this is the last year of his current deal. So that's when a team might look to deal a guy like that to somebody who needs a bat or
it's been
a defensive
done before.
Player. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, build for the future. And you want desperately for that not to happen.
Look, first of all, I did not lose my mind. Don't put it in print that I lost my
lost mind. Your mind.
I thought that was a very, you know, in the reins argument. Here's the thing. The dude hit a 3-run home run, go-ahead shot. He's continued to be clutch. He had the moment in Kansas City. He continues to be the lifeblood of this team. He's talking to Jackson Churio. I mean, we all know the great things that Willy Adames does. And it's okay if you don't trade him. Really, it's okay. There's the qualifying offer where you can get a draft pick compensation when somebody else signs him. It's okay. Let it go. And I, like I said in that rant, Like, why are we talking about this after one of the biggest wins of the year? You just beat another rival. You win another series against a divisional foe. You're 13 games above 500. And I had a call and I had multiple texts. Well, when are we going to trade him? Like, I cannot wait for the moment the deadline passes and Willy Adames is still going to be here and be like, look, here you go. Let it ride. One last ride. And let's see what happens.
From the owner, Dom, to the general manager, to obviously the manager, Pat Murphy, every one of those folks that I've talked to in the last month or so have sung the praises of Willy Adames, not just on the field, but as you touched on, him working with these younger guys, mentoring the younger guys, and the spiritual leader he is in that clubhouse. If you want to win a championship, you need that guy off the field as well.
I agree. And I know some people will say, well, then, you know, give him the money and give him to keep him sound. The Brewers have tried to give him the money, okay? He wants to test the free agent market, which, quite frankly, he's allowed to do.
He's earned it,
dude. 6 years as a big leaguer. This is what you earn. And quite frankly, it's really hard to do to make it to free agency. And in all honesty, too, seeing what Dansby Swanson made down in Chicago, look, Willie's a better player than Dansby Swanson. I'm, with all due respect to Dansby. If I'm Willie's agent, I'm saying, hey, you see what the Cubs gave Dansby? This guy's a better player than that. He's going to get that. So I know the Brewers fans are sick of hearing this and sick of hearing, like, oh, why are we always got to cry poor? It's business. It's how it works. But it's one of those things. Enjoy it. Just sit here and enjoy it. It's going to be fun for the next 3.5 months.
Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Shut up and enjoy things. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. He's on the team. Enjoy it.
Idea Man.
This is the tough part of the business side of competitive eating, which I never thought I would be saying on any type of radio show.
Innovator.
Joey Jaws is the GOAT when it comes to competitive eating. Now you get to see who's the next person up.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
If you are interested, the sports book says Jeffrey Esper is the
one. Espy! Old Esper is going to wolf down some dogs.
Last year he ate 49 hot dogs. I'm trying to remember how many Jaws has eaten in his peak.
Chestnuts 70-something.
Yeah, 60s.
You're looking at a 20-dog split.
It's time for Tausch. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
WTMJ Forecast was brought to you by Dave Dray Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. And Mr. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
So we're in that week or 2 weeks, and actually it's going to be for a good several months now, where there's going to be a lot of 30th anniversaries when it comes to the O.J. Simpson stuff. So last week, there was a 30th anniversary since Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered. Today is the anniversary of the actual arrest. So following the slow speed white Bronco chase, OJ was arrested 30 years ago today. And we brought this up last week, but we didn't get to talk to it with Tausch or you, Vince. If you were to ask Tausch, who would you say, Tausch, if you were to ask or be asked who the OJ Simpson of the newest generation, like who's this year's or this generation's OJ Simpson, meaning high profile, been in the news a lot, maybe for multiple things, whether it's sports and Hollywood or whatever, and has been in court.
Took a bad turn.
Yes. Who would it be?
I think the easy answer to this, and it's fun because I'm talking to my 13-year-old, and we were just discussing it, and he was kind of wondering, well, what exactly did OJ do? And it's just kind of interesting to kind of see how when time passes, you know, things can sometimes you don't recall or see. Aaron Hernandez, for me, is the answer, and I think it's just from a football standpoint. I think OJ obviously was a much bigger star than Aaron Hernandez, but I think that correlation between a football player and having the legal issues that they had, I think Aaron Hernandez would be my answer. And I was thinking, what other big trials have there been that you would remember? And the Menendez brothers is one. Casey Anthony is the other one, but outside of that, I don't know I don't know if there'll ever be another case that completely captures the nation like that did because of all of the things that were in play that I think brought so much attention to it.
I think the interesting thing when you try to draw a comparison to O.J. Tausch is like, you know, we've had pro athletes or other high-profile people turn bad. I mean, Darren Sharper, former Packer, locked up for sexual assault and other things like that. But like, O.J. was like this beloved figure. He was already retired and sort of took on
actor,
that thing.
Actor, broadcaster.
Yeah, right. Everybody just loved the guy. And then just, really? O.J. did that?
Yeah, I remember, there's no way. Because you think, and this again is why it's really dangerous to just assume you know anybody that isn't someone in your inner circle, because people can fool you. And I think everybody thought, oh, O.J., he's fun-loving, he's gregarious, he's you know, he's got all these commercials, he's doing all this stuff. And then you find out that there's a whole other side to him. So I think that's the thing that I learned probably. That was one of the things amongst many that I think the general public kind of got to go. But let me ask you guys this. I remember exactly where I was when they were chasing him down. It was, you know, what did you say, 30 years ago? I was in the back of a pickup truck. We were out, and it was, we actually were listening to it on the radio, trying to kind of hear what was going on. And I don't know, was that a bigger deal? Or is, because my parents would always say they remember when JFK got shot that day. And obviously that's a huge part of their growing up. Is it more where the trial or when the verdict came out or that chase?
For me, I remember when the verdict came out only because I was in college at the time, Tausch, and we were literally in class and there was a ruckus in the hallway and people were pounding on classroom doors with signs that said not guilty. So, I mean, that one stuck with me.
Yeah, I remember I was sitting in a college and they would not let us watch. I was in a military science class, which I don't necessarily know why I was in that class.
We're going to need to explore that again at a later date. So,
I think that was one of those where, hey, I need a couple credits. But we were in there, and the professor would not. We all knew the verdict was coming, and for whatever reason, he wouldn't let us watch the verdict. So we all knew this was some big seminal moment in our growing up, and they wouldn't let us check out what the verdict was. We didn't get to see it.
Bronco chase 30 years ago today. Thanks, Tausch. Talk tomorrow.
See ya. You bet.